Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi.
I was just saying that I've been having so much fun listening to the album, and I feel like I'm 13 or 14 because I've been going through and analyzing lyrics like a crazy person. And I've been having so much fun. It is so much fun. And if I use the word relatable like 1,000 times during this chat, I apologize because it's so many songs are relatable.
Right.
I just love it. So congratulations, by the way. First, let's do that. Congratulations. It's amazing.
It's such an interesting feeling to put a record out. It's such a mix of an exhale and also feeling just like an intense amount of nerves of just like, oh, it's not mine anymore. You know, I hope people like it. So,
but you also reveal so much about yourself, I feel like, in all these lyrics. And you wrote every single song.
Always. Yeah. No, I write everything. The record is, I mean, it's called Subject to Change. So with a title like that, you know, it's like it, I really wanted to dive into the growth of my last couple of years of life. Every record I've put out has gotten to bookmark like 2 years of my 20s, essentially. And so this one is just the last couple of years. And it's like, I think the most upbeat, breezy sounding record I've ever gotten to put out or that I've ever made. But I think there's also more meat on the bones than ever before too.
I think one of the fun songs that I really like, it reminded me a little bit of Shania Twain. And I don't know if it was your intention for that, because I know you're a fan, but I Can't Help Myself.
Yes.
Was that the intention where you're like, or did you just kind of like, because you're influenced by her, that's how it came about?
No, it was absolutely like my kind of my take on if I wrote a me version of a Shania song, that would be it. The whole record's really influenced by 90s music. I think for me during the pandemic and coming out of it, I didn't listen to a lot of new music. I found a lot of comfort and like almost safety in listening to the music that I grew up on. And so naturally I was writing this record during that. So it's really influenced by Shania, Trisha, Faith, Jody, but also like The Coors and Sixpence None the Richer and Sheryl Crow. Like there's kind of all those textures throughout the whole thing.
What was it like singing in front of Shania Twain? Cause you got to do that. Like, right. You guys were like right here and right here. And like, how crazy of a moment was that for you to be singing Shania to your idol? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Luckily I've gotten to know her a little bit and we've had some hangouts. So that made me feel a little less intimidated, but like singing her biggest hit to open a show, to her in front of her and all my peers. Yeah. Also, I had her Vegas residency dancers and they were like shirtless. And then I had a costume change. It was a lot. It was a lot to maintain. But I did trip. They took it out. They took it out of the show edit, but I did trip on stage. So yeah.
But you recovered. You recovered.
I recovered. Yeah. I recovered. Thank goodness.
Can we talk about this picture? I don't know. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you girls. This is like so cute. I'm like, oh my God, I love this picture. This just happened a couple.
Avril.
I mean, sorry, there's my ring light right in the
I need them.
Yeah. Can you tell us about this picture? What did Avril say? How nice is she?
She's lovely. I met her before the show. She's really lovely. It's so funny. When you listen to someone for so long, you think that they're going to be a certain way. And like, she's so like cool girl, like punk rock. And I was like, that's going to be her vibe. And she was like, so like quiet and polite. I was like, are you Avril Lavigne? What's going on? It was kind of crazy. She was lovely.
I interviewed her in like the very beginning of her career and she was so incredibly shy. Yeah. And so it's been very fun to like kind of see like even just like the shyness kind of has undone itself, I guess, if you will. Can I tell you about the lyric I was analyzing? And you can choose not to talk about it because it sounds gossipy and dramatic.
Okay.
It's called, the song is called Doing My Best.
Right. That song is the song. So
yeah, here we go. Is it not? Cause I don't, it says a pop star. Pop, the Halsey track four. Is that Halsey? No.
I mean, I did put the track number. So
you put the track number and then listen, we don't have to talk about it, but I will just say it was so much joy to like dig and search as like, I felt like I was 14 years old and I was trying to figure out all of the stuff without having like Teen Bop magazine to like, let me know exactly what it was about. So I'll compliment you on like writing it and making it really fun. Cause I think it's going to be fun for fans. Yes.
The intention behind that lyric, cause I do feel like I have to say this, is like, it is not meant to be a shady lyric. The whole idea of that song, just because that song is going to be a song that people talk about, and I know that.
Sorry.
Is no. I put it out. it's the idea of taking ownership of my cringe. It's just like I wanted to acknowledge all the things that people have watched happen in my life, and just go, yep. Here's the messiness. I own it. I'm doing my best. And so.
But that's what I like when I was saying in the beginning. Like, this is so relatable because. Right. Who has not had that happen to them in some different form of like, obviously it's not like a pop, you know, pop star with a hit song, but it's something else for somebody else in their life. I was just like, that is so relatable. And I loved it. And 2020 was a weird year. I think that lyric is just the best. Probably. I was like, oh my God, I love it. I love it. And you sing it. Well, I don't know. It's just so good. I was just lots of compliments.
Thank you.
I'll let Robin ask a question.
Can we, Sorry. I'm impressed at the fact that you've written all the songs in the last album, all the songs on this album. I don't think we've ever really talked about your Peter start. Pan? Your start in songwriting. Like, where did it all start for you? And when did you feel like you, cause I feel like for a lot of songwriters, like it takes an artist or a songwriter a while to be like, I have good stuff here.
Yeah.
When did you realize you were like, this is good. Like, we should put this out.
I mean, I started writing songs when I was 12, and it was honestly just the catalyst was with my parents' divorce. It was like a really messy divorce. And like, you know, when you're 12, it's like I got tall, boys got cute. My body's changing. Everything's weird. And then that on top of it, I was like, I need help. Like, I need a friend. And songwriting just became my actual best friend. And it has been one of the only consistent things through my life. And so I just like, I remember when I finally moved to Nashville, I was 15. I knew that was going to be the most important part of what I do. And it still is. It's the thing that I protect the most. And I also think it's just the purest part of what I do, because everything else is like coated in glitter and like fake eyelashes, you know, like the songwriting.
No one's mad about that though.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. But it's like, it's not as pure, you know? And so for me, like finding my voice on that first record, and like finding my writing style for like me as an artist was really important. And when I signed my record deal, I signed it on the three songs the first time, Peter Pan and Love Me Like You Mean It. Those were the three songs that I signed my record deal for. Yeah.
Is it easy for you, songwriting? Does it come easy?
I don't know if I would categorize it as easy or hard. It's just like some ideas and songs kind of just fall out of the sky and take 45 minutes to be done. And then some are worth fighting for a little bit more if the idea is really complicated and you want to like honor it the best you can. So I don't know if it's an easy or a hard thing. It's just like, is it worth it kind of thing.
Are there any when you first got done with it that you knew like it was going to be a hit? You have 7 number ones now, right? Like, are there any when you finished, as soon as you finished it fresh, that you knew like this is going to be a number one, this is going to be a big song?
I don't know if
Hole in
I,
the Bottle, like, maybe
not that one. I never even thought Hole in the Bottle was going to be a single, so I don't know anything. But Peter Pan, I will say there, I don't think I was like confident enough in the time to be like, that's going to be a hit. I don't think I had that in me, but I definitely knew it was special. And I gotta be honest, there is a song on this record that we've put out as the first instant grat. It's called Love is a Cowboy. Mm-hmm. And I've played it at a couple of shows, and I, and again, I'm not even sure if it's going to be a single, but it reminds me of how Peter Pan felt early on. It feels really special. So I haven't had that feeling a lot, but when I do, I'm like, oh gosh, what is this? You know,
it's awesome.
I want to talk about Marilyn, but I also want to make sure we get to Your Drunk Go Home, because I mean, amazing. Like, thank I'm so you. Excited. And maybe my mom was listening to when I was playing it. Yeah. And she was just like, oh my God, I love, like, she just is like, I love it. And she was like, I love each one of those girls. Like, me. Like my mom's very critical. So like for my mom to say a compliment, it's a true, true good compliment.
It's like such a little, like a power trio. Mm-hmm. I swore I wasn't going to collab on this record just because I just had Hometown with Kenny and I Quit Drinking with Lainey. And I just was like, okay, I need to like do me for a minute. And then I wrote Your Drunk Go Home, and I couldn't get the idea of like me and two other of my friend peers being sassy and witty with me in a bar. My first call was Carly. And when she signed on, I was like, okay, like, what like who else could I ask that is my friend but also is like different? And so I texted Kelly Clarkson in the morning, and she did vocals that evening and sent them that night.
It was like, here you go. Oh,
wild.
That's amazing. That is awesome. That's how much she loved it. Sorry, go ahead, Rob.
I was Kelly's, we talked about this before, I think, with you, that yeah. Kelly's just she's a boss.
Oh, she's just the best. Like, that's why she's so successful, is because when she says she's going to do something, she just like shows up and gets it done no matter. She's the busiest person in the freaking world, you know?
And the other song that I liked is Marilyn, that I feel like, again, strong female theme as well. But and that's kind of like where I was like, God, there's a lot that you've revealed on this album, because I feel like Marilyn, again, and the lyrics that you had to it is very, very relatable. Do you feel a little bit, maybe, like, I mean, like, you obviously understand. I don't know how to ask the question.
Do I have imposter syndrome?
No, not like that, but just like,
oh, I do. I totally do. I totally do. I think Marilyn it's like the big sister to Homecoming Queen. That's kind of how I've placed it on this record. And it's my solo write. I wrote it alone. I wrote it in the summer of 2020. It's the oldest song on the record. And I just think she's such a, like, a metaphor for there's always more going on than what you see, and mm-hmm. You know, it's the song for me that's changed the most since what it meant to me when I wrote it to now, as the record's coming out, and obviously a lot's going on in my life, and you know, that song is more powerful to me now. And I think to me it's the only sad song on the record. And the end of it, we got clearance for an interview from Marilyn, and it's like, to me, like, just the twist of the knife. An interviewer asks her, like, you're like one of the most beautiful and famous women in the world, like, are you happy? And all you hear is her answer, and she just says, am I happy? Let's see. And she couldn't answer it. And I just, like, to me, that is the moment on this album that just, like, is such a sucker punch, because the record is so light and warm, I hope, for people. But there, I wanted that one moment of like, are you listening?
Yeah. Right.
Would you wear the Marilyn dress? But you wore the Shania dress. Would you wear the Marilyn dress?
No, I felt the way that the Kim Met Gala situation happened, I felt terrified to do the Shania dress. The only reason that I felt comfortable is because I knew Shania was going to be with me and give me that same outfit.
Yeah, that actually terrified. When I saw it, I was like, oh, that looks so incredibly stressful. Like, yeah. I could never, but you look beautiful in the Shania dress, by the way.
Thank you.
Speaking of being busy, I was watching TV the other night and saw you on a pretty big commercial. You know, you're cover girl. I mean, that's huge.
Oh, y'all. Yeah. It's like, that's a bucket lister. I've been with them for, I don't know, like 6 months now. And I have a 3-year contract with them, and it's just been epic. I mean, I'm such a girly girl, and to be able to just be with, like, everyone knows Easy Breezy Beautiful Cover Girl, you know, just to be a face of that is incredible. I'm stoked.
And your album is kind of like that, Easy Breezy Beautiful. Like it's just like the cover girl.
Hey, one more thing before we go, who makes you laugh the most, like out of stand-up comedians or movies, actors, actresses?
My childhood best friend Madison is my actual answer, but for funny,
is it hard? I know it's hard.
I'm like, who do I listen to?
Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, Chelsea. She's Handler. Funny. She's also just funny in real life. I swear I'm not name dropping, but she's become a friend, and like on the phone and stuff, she's also just funny. Like, she's just a really funny person.
I like her straightforwardness all the time.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I understand how, like, it's like jarring to some people, but to me, I'm like, I wish more people were that.
I also appreciate when she, if you could tell her this next time you talk to her, I'm sure she wants to hear about my talk. if you could just let her know that I do appreciate her topless going down a ski slope. I feel like, good for you, girl. Like,
wasn't she like drinking a margarita too?
Oh, she's drinking. She's got a like a doobie in the hand. But I'm like, I appreciate that. And I appreciate that person. And like, I get it. I think she's funny too. So
yeah. Perfect. Sounds,
All right, Kels. Congrats on the new album.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to see y'all too. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Robin Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Robin Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.